Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Pakistan delegation, I congratulate you on assuming the first presidency of this conference, and I assure you of our full support. Let me also take this opportunity to convey my delegation's appreciation for the contribution of Ambassador Turner to the work of the CD. And I would request the US delegation to convey to Ambassador Turner high regards of my delegation. I would also take this opportunity to welcome new ambassadors of Hungary, Belgium, Brazil, and the DPRK. We look forward to working closely with them. Mr. President, I have asked for the floor at this moment to speak about the agenda. At its first session in 1979, the Committee on Disarmament, which was established by SSOD1, agreed on a list of 10 subjects for its future work on the cessation of the arms race and disarmament, often referred to as the Decalogue. This body has been adopting its agenda within that framework. It was in May 1992, in the middle of CD's session of that year, when a new agenda item was last added. While we have been adopting the same agenda for several years now, it continues to remain under our regular review. This view is also endorsed by your remarks and the draft document in front of us as contained in CD.WP.665. Where the CD is to decide, and I quote, to resume its consultations on the review of its agenda and without prejudice to their outcome, to adopt this agenda, unquote. Mr. President, the Rule 27 states that while adopting its agenda, the conference shall take into account the recommendations made to it by the General Assembly, the proposals presented by member states of the conference, and the decisions of the conference. In July 2023, Pakistan presented a working paper as contained in CD/2334 titled Addressing the Security and Stability Implications of Military Applications of Artificial Intelligence and Autonomy in Weapon Systems. In the working paper, we proposed a new agenda item relating to addressing the security and stability implications of the applications of AI for military purposes. This subject has direct relevance to the mandate of the CD and it intersects with its several agenda items. The military applications of AI have implications for nuclear disarmament, prevention of nuclear war, prevention of an arms race in outer space, and new types of weapons of mass destruction. Therefore, my delegation believes that inclusion of this item on our agenda will demonstrate our shared responsibility to adapt and respond to evolving security landscape. Mr. President, however, as we have highlighted in prior consultations, while several CD member states support this proposal, we do acknowledge that there has been currently no consensus on amending CD's agenda, which we have been adopting unchanged for several years now. In the spirit of constructive approach and flexibility, Pakistan is ready to join consensus on the draft agenda as contained in CD/WP.665, with the understanding that we retain the option of revisiting the proposed inclusion of new agenda item during the course of this year, as we had done back in 1992. We would also like to highlight that until that happens, the subject of security and stability implications of military applications of artificial intelligence can be deliberated under Agenda Item 5 or Agenda Item 6. We hope that the CD presidents of 2025 and relevant coordinators of subsidiary bodies, once these are established, will take into account while developing their proposals on organizing our work for this year. I thank you.